Today, we're revisiting a brand that I had the pleasure of interviewing, Mara Smith, founder of Inspiro Tequila. If you haven't seen the interview yet, it's up on my channel, and it's a great look into how this brand is breaking the barriers in the industry. Today, we're going a little deeper. We're going to taste the Luna Blanco, a tequila that proves approachable doesn't mean simple. This one's additive-free, zero sugar, you know, gluten-free, still full of complexity, and it lives up to the Luna name. Inspiro Tequila is woman-owned and women-led. This brand made serious waves by doing things the right way. Clean, honest tequila crafted with 100% Blue Weber agave. The Luna Blanco is unique because it's rested briefly in American oak barrels. So while it's technically a Blanco, it picks up a little color and a little depth that you'd expect from a Repo. It's a technique that makes it smooth, rich, and layered. It has plenty of flavor. That's what Inspiro Tequila is all about. Let's pour a little. All right, in the glass, Luna Blanco shines. It's got like a silver hue to it. It's got a bright clarity. It almost kind of glows in the glass. On the nose, you immediately get cooked agave up front. It's what I always want to smell first. And on this one, it really comes through. I do pick up a little vanilla and a little bit of cinnamon. There's a little bit of a herbal note that could be a little bit of rosemary. It's also got a sweet, like a bright, clean smell as well. Let's dive into the palate. It's silky. It's got a really nice mouthfeel. I pick up a little bit of caramel and a little bit of vanilla sweetness layered like over that cooked agave. But I also get a little bit of fresh berries like a raspberry or strawberry, followed by a little bit of citrus and mint. That's really refreshing. I do pick up a little bit of oakiness. Maybe it's because I know it's in that wood. It's really making me think about it. But none of those flavors take away from the agave brightness. Like it has a really full, nice cooked agave flavor to it. This is definitely one that I would spend a lot of time sipping. It also tastes great in a cocktail. I'm going to take another sip. The finish is long, and to me, it's kind of complex. You get this lingering vanilla with a little bit of mint combining with this really clean taste. It's a tequila that kind of keeps unfolding every time you take a sip. Inspiro Luna Blanco. It really lives up to its name. It's luminous. It's elegant. It's inspiring. Big thanks to Mara Smith for sharing her story. Check out the full interview on the channel to hear how she's changing the game for women in tequila. If you've tried this Luna Blanco, let me know what you think in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe for more honest reviews. Salud. Have a great night.